Concordia Publishing House has a great new resource to help you teach your children and grandchildren classical Christian hymns. It's called My First Hymnal. You can find out more about it at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase My First Hymnal by calling CPH 1-800-325-3040. Teach your children and grandchildren hymns like A Mighty Fortress, Abide With Me, Children of the Heavenly Father, and more with My First Hymnal, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
The Spartans are going to have their first conference tournament title since the new millennium team of 2000 that went on to win it all. Michigan State takes the Big Ten.
That's Jim Nance of CBS Sports with the call of Sunday's win of the Michigan State Spartans over the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Big Ten championship game. Now, we tend to think of performance on the court in this case, or on the field, or on the track, or wherever sports are played, as a matter of hard work, fundamentals, good coaching, raw talent, strength, training. All of those elements go into it. Does it also have something to do with vocation, the Christian doctrine of vocation, and the Christian teaching on sin and forgiveness? Joining us to talk about vocation and sport, Pastor Paul Schluter. He's pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Milford Center, Ohio, and author of a recent blog post titled Vocation and Sport. Paul, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
You are a fan of Michigan State basketball, and you say, now that March Madness is finally upon us, that there is a theological explanation comparing that team this year to last year. What is it?
Well, if you look at the team from last year, they were just a profound disappointment. Preseason top five ranking, picked by many to return to the Final Four, maybe even win a national championship. And they just barely squeaked into the tournament and bowed out in the first round. This year, they are an incredible success, a huge turnaround from last year. And if you compare the two teams, I think a theological point that could be made is, one, the effects of sin on people and specifically on athletes, but also I think it in some ways helps us to understand the doctrine of vocation.
So be specific when it comes to those Spartans. The effects of sin last year, where did you see them?
Well, about halfway through the year, there was one of the players who was dismissed from the team. Never really was publicly said what the offense was, but he was tagged as having been a bad teammate. And I suppose we can fill in the blanks with our imagination. But there was that instance. But there were also, throughout the season, they just were not performing up to par. There were reports of squabbles in the locker room. The team didn't seem to quite gel, didn't quite get along with each other, didn't seem to quite buy into the coach's system. So there were all these dynamics that were at play.
And you say that this applies not only in the college basketball locker room and on the court, but in every other sport and really in every other vocation. How so?
Well, if you look at sports, the thing about sports is that, and athletic competition, is that we are consumers of athletic competition. We love to watch sports on television. How many millions of people will be tuned in to watch the NCAA tournament this year? And there are, as we watch these sports, as we watch these athletes play, they are exemplifying for us human nature, different aspects of human nature in terms of how they interact with the players on the court, with their teammates, with the referees, responses to good calls or bad calls, to the flow of the game, all that sort of thing.
So we're kind of seeing a microcosm of how all other vocations, it's very obvious, we're watching real-time performance of real-time sinners. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And in a lot of ways, athletic competition is a microcosm of life in general, and you can some of the things that you learn on the basketball court are transfer over to things that happen in everyday life. And vocation, I don't think, is any different. I think vocation and our understanding of vocation shows up there also.
Pastor Paul Schluter is our guest. We're talking about vocation and sport on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 14th. When we come back, I guess it just highlights the fact that while sin is a theological idea, a concept, a teaching of Holy Scripture, it's also the real condition in which we live with real life, real time consequences. We'll see what Pastor Schluter has to say about that as the conversation continues on Issues Etc. Stay tuned.
This is Pastor Jeff Siegel of St. Mary Evangelical Lutheran Church in Des Moines, Iowa, where God gathers us around his means and grace to offer us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Whether you are looking for a church or just visiting Des Moines, if you like Issues Etc., St. Mary's is the church for you. Join us as we gather together every Sunday to continue the Reformation tradition of Christ-centered, cross-focused worship, preaching, and teaching. For more information, go to www.stmarylutheran.org. Remember to spell out Saint.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Now, here's a visual image. Dotted around a New York City intersection are members of Bikers for Life. They're real Harley-riding, leather-wearing guys who sidewalk counsel outside a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. With them are several hip but traditionally clad nuns, all members of Sisters of Life. It's not your typical urban scene, but it's one playing out in an effort to protect unborn babies and their mothers from the tragedy of abortion. The pro-life movement is made up of people from all walks of life, conservatives, liberals, many devoutly religious, others sadly no. Black, white, rich, poor, some highly educated, others not. We all know abortion to be an ugly and violent means to end an unexpected pregnancy. United we stand until all the babies are safe.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina. Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. And Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Pastor Paul Schluter is our guest. We're talking about vocation and sport. If you think about it, it really is, and many people have made that analogy before, it really is that little microcosm, that fishbowl kind of picture of the struggles of life. The analogies multiply that sports not only are a vocation in themselves, they are a legitimate vocation, but they also kind of say something about our vocation and our human nature. Pastor Paul Schluter is our guest. Now, before the break, you were talking about our sin as and its consequences, the real-life, real-time consequences of our sin. Sin isn't just a theological idea. Talk about the fact that it's a real condition in which we daily live.
Are you talking about the sin?
Yeah, sin.
Speaking from my own personal experience, I've played a little bit of, spent some time playing basketball. I've played soccer and all kinds of things like that. Your sinful nature walks with you out onto the court, out onto the field of play. And just the way, just exactly the same way, sin causes distractions for you when you are at your job, when you are with your family, when you're with your wife, your spouse, your kids, parents, grandparents, whoever, your sinful nature follows you out onto that basketball court. In the same way, and especially I think as a believer in Christ and one who is redeemed under the cross, that changes how we interact with our sinful nature, in that we confess it before God and receive forgiveness for it, and then are set free from it, and that freedom then, again sets us free to serve our neighbor and to serve and love. And you see that out on the basketball court. The the success of the Michigan State basketball team this year is due in part to hard work and practice and all of those things, fundamental basketball things that make a good team a great team. But there's also a team unity in this team where everybody understands what their role is. Draymond Green is the star of the team, and so he takes, when there's a clutch basketball, when there's a clutch play, clutch shot that needs to be made, he's the go-to guy. But there are role players, there are bench players, there are guys who come in and fill their role and understand what that role is, and they accept that role because they know that it is for the good of the team. And God has designed his world and his church to work that way as well, that God gives to everyone their own set of gifts and abilities, talents, and they use those to serve their neighbor, to serve the body of Christ for the good of the body.
You say that the right cure for sin and its consequences, which is what you've been talking about here, in our everyday lives and vocations is and is only the gospel. Explain that.
Well, there are athletic competition provides that there are a lot of different ways to succeed in athletics. And you can see this in professional sports, college sports, that there are people who feed their sinful nature and are successful in athletic competition because of it. Kind of an unbridled aggressiveness is a great example. And you see this, the New Orleans Saints were just in the news recently because they had a payout for knocking another player out of a game. Sometimes the sinful nature can be fed by this. And the doctrine of vocation isn't necessarily a guarantee for success, but it is a means by which a Christian can compete in athletics and be true to his faith and his Christianity and what he believes about Christ. Not be overcome by those temptations to sin, by the lust for glory or recognition or, fame or power, wealth, whatever, and can still compete, can still enjoy the game, can still have fun, and I think still be successful.
I want to read something you've written, and then I'd like you to explain if you would. You say, I love college basketball. As a college basketball fan, I love Coach Izzo. I think he's a great coach. I love the way he coaches and the teams he puts together. I love the way his teams thrive on hard work and 110% effort. But that's not vocation. It's a system built by reason and logic and hard work. It's a system that works and produces success. The doctrine of vocation is not a system. What are you saying there?
Well, it would be easy to look to the doctrine of vocation as a formula for success in life, or for a formula for winning a basketball game, for a formula for, I don't know, earning $1 million. And that's not what it is, and that's not what it's for. The theology, the doctrine of vocation, is a means by which God enables Christians to interact with the rest of the world. You can play sports and keep yourself, kind of divide yourself from all those things that are negative about sports, and that can cause all those sources for temptation that come in playing sports, and you can live out your Christian life, and you can be an example of your Christian life out there on the basketball court.
Before we let you go, my producer, Jeff Schwarz, is a graduate from the University of Missouri, and the Tigers are also in the Western region, along with Michigan State. His question for you, he's asked me to ask you, wants to know if you really think that the Spartans could beat the Tigers.
You know, any team can beat any other team. It just depends on who shows up. Now, it sounds like Jeff is talking a little bit of trash, and so I'll talk it right back at him. I think the Spartans can really whoop up on his Tigers. But, you know, it depends on who shows up. I'm looking forward to the matchup. Hopefully they both make it that far. We'll see what happens.
He is, by the way, wearing a Mizzou T-shirt right now and proudly displaying it on the other side of the glass. But he's not making any faces at you, I promise.
Well, that's all right. I'm wearing. I just so happened that I'm wearing a Spartan jacket, and I'll take it off before church tonight. But other than that, I think I'll keep it on.
Pastor Paul Schluter is pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Milford Center, Ohio, author of a recent blog post titled "Vocation and Sport." Paul, thanks very much for being our guest.
Hey, thank you.